You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network. Welcome to the Master Passive Income Show. My name is Dustin Heiner, and I'm here to help you get financial independence, quit that J-O-B, that just overbroke job. That's our enemy is our job. And I'm going to show you how to do it by investing in real estate. And in today's show, I'm bringing on one of my students who in 2 years, yes, just 2 years, has bought 15 properties, thousands of dollars in cash flow from this real estate. And he's going to show us how he did it and how you can do it as well. All right, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Master Passive Income Podcast, where we talk about investing in real estate with a special focus on making enough money so you can quit your job and live the dream life. And now, here is your host, Dustin Heiner.
What's up? What's up? Super blessed as always to have you here with me on the show. Now, I am so very pumped to have somebody on who has bought 15 properties in 2 years, just 2 years. Now, a lot of people say, well, Dustin, I can't find properties right now. I can't find even one, let alone 15. Well, if you know how to build a business, if you have experts looking for deals, managing the deals, funding the deals, if you have experts do all the stuff for you so you don't do it, where you don't have to guess, where you have the experts, they're the ones making sure you do it right. Well, then deals come your way. And my student that I'm bringing on today, it is absolutely amazing how he is doing so much better than me. Now, here's the amazing thing. So I've coached thousands of people now. Now, my one-on-one student, his name is Charles Rose Jr. You've heard him on the show. He became a coach. After a couple of years, he did so well, and he just got his green card, about ready to quit his job, 29 units in, I think, 3 or 4 years. It was 4 years. And then he's coaching. But then his students are doing better than he did. It took me 6 years to get to 19 properties. It took him, Charles Rose Jr., 4 years to get to 29. And then it's taken Charles 4 years to get to 29 units. And his student, it took him 2 years to get to 15. And he's on track to beat Charles. The greatest thing is my students have done better than me. And their students are doing better than them. It's just, honestly, it's an amazing blessing. And my goal is to help, actually, this is like a life mission, not just goal, a mission in life is to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. And hopefully you are one of them, just like my student that I'm bringing on the show today, and the hundreds and hundreds of others that are coming to Nashville to hang out here with me. So I'm going to be putting on the Income Building Live Conference in Nashville, and this is where investors are made. Honestly, like, it first starts inside of you, and the Income Building Live Conference will be March 19th through the 21st in Nashville, and this is the catalyst for most investors to really see that they can do it, number one, learn the tools and skills that they can do it, and then also implement as well. If you're not coming to the Income Building Live Conference, you need to. You need to actually go and get your ticket right now because the early bird pass is going away. And the conference is almost here. Go to IncomeBuildingLive.com. And the reason why I really want you to go is because we've had thousands of people come through my conference, my annual conference. We've done it for 5 years now. This is the fifth year. I've seen thousands of people come through, come and learn, network, get around other people, and then change their life by investing in real estate. It's so dramatic in my mind to see somebody come without having any knowledge about investing and then leave with knowledge of investing, the right people around them, the right contacts, the right networking, and know where to invest, know how to invest, and then start investing. So my student that I'm bringing on today came to the Income Building Life Conference, changed his life, and then implemented everything in the one-on-one coaching, which we do still have one-on-one coaching. I have my coaches are my students who have graduated. They're now the coaches. I just take on the group coaching and the masterminds that we put on. I love that we can help so many people because my time is limited. And so when I bring on other students as coaches, we can help so many more people because it's not dependent on my time. And you get to also be around me by coming to Income Building Live Conference. Like, honestly, do it right now. You will thank me when you are at the Income Building Life Conference. Now, it is 100% possible for you to invest in real estate. And the reason why I bring it on my student here is because he's going to share with you how he got to 15 units in just 2 years. I think it's 15 properties, not just units. It's 15 properties. And then he even started his own property management company where he is managing 40 or 50 properties. He's making lots of money in cash flow. And I've heard the story. Charles was relaying the story to me about how well and amazing the student is doing. I said, we got to have him on the show and hope he's going to encourage you as much as this episode encouraged me. So I am super blessed that you are here on this episode. Now get your tickets to Income Building Live and enjoy this episode where I interview Ocean, who is now a full-time investor, blowing all the records and being successful. He's going to show you how he did it and how you could do it as well. Ocean Zotique. Here we go. Ocean, thank you so much for taking the time and being on the show.
Hey, Dustin. Yeah, such a pleasure to be with you today on the show. And thank you again for having me. It's been such a journey learning all about real estate and just living it. So real estate can be such a journey in every way. I've learned so much by participating in your community and as I've been creating my own business. And like you said, we've got our show now just starting up too. And there's just so many wonderful and exciting ventures, you know, constantly growing and percolating. And so it's really just a fantastic opportunity to just sit together and talk about all of these things that we're all kind of involved in.
Yeah, no, I love real estate investing because it allows me to have freedom in my life. And that's why investing in real estate, having businesses, and just basically financial knowledge and education just really helps you to realize that there's so many more things in life than working for somebody else. Now, how did you find me? How did you find Master Passive Income and me and become part of the coaching?
Yeah, so I like to say that I retired from my school teacher, J-O-B, around age 27. It was definitely my first career, and I loved so many different things about being in the classroom. But over time, I just gradually found myself being pulled in other directions. And real estate was something that I had been exposed to earlier on in life, but at the same time, something that I kind of ran away from as well. And part of it was because I didn't necessarily understand the freedom component, which you just mentioned. It's not so much the minutiae of the small details of taking care of the asset and of the properties in question, but rather the freedom that comes along with having and owning both real property and also owning your own business. And so I would say I kind of caught that entrepreneurial bug as I made it through my 20s and later on. And I kind of grew up with a little bit of it. And so as I launched into doing more real estate in my 30s, I found myself searching for resources that were more objective, that were more separated from myself and my personal experience and people around me. I wanted something that was online, that was a little bit more objective, a little bit more comprehensive too. And so I started listening to this podcast and learning all about how to transcend the J-O-B and how to do it in a really structured way. Because I knew that you could. I knew that it was possible. And I grew up a little bit taking care of some properties and things. But it was never really presented in a systematic and clear and kind of logical, sequential fashion. And I mean, there are several people who talk about these kinds of things, but Master Passive Income definitely resonated with me because it was very thoughtful. It is, still exists very much, you know, and it was sequential, and it helped me feel like it gave me peace of mind to know that I was structuring my business well from the outset. Had I not had Master Passive Income, I mean, I still ended up structuring it the way that I felt best. And the way that I would have done it without Master Passive Income, it maybe would have been fine, but it definitely was so much more enriched, and it helped me create an even better foundation than what I would have done by myself.
Definitely, as best I can, I try to help everybody fast track success, because I did it all myself, figured out as I went, all the bad things that went wrong, I stopped doing them, or I made sure I didn't do them anymore. And so I just try to streamline or make everything the fast track for everybody. Now, talk to me about where you are currently in your portfolio, like your properties. And then I want to dive into your first property because that's always the hardest one. And as soon as you get one under your belt, it feels like, okay, I can do this. And then you get more and more. But where are you at now?
So right now we have about, I think I'm on 15 and I'm managing about 40 or 50 in total
So you own
property.
15 properties yourself and you manage 40 to 50 properties now too.
Yes, so I really dove in head first.
You sure did.
But 0 to 1 was the hardest, 100%. And it's funny to hear people say things and be on the other side and be hearing it. And I remember listening to so many episodes of every single podcast that I listened to, and looking at content and reading books, and people said it, and I remember hearing the words go over, kind of wash over me. And it is true, like 0 to 1 is the hardest. And so I have so much more compassion for my past self earlier on, for
Love it.
sure.
And where are you currently investing? And are you managing the properties that you manage as well in the same area? Talk to us about the location and type of properties you have.
Yeah, so I'm focused mostly on single family rentals in the Atlanta metro. So we are in Georgia, kind of on the southern metro area, but gradually branching out and kind of expanding. I'm not going to say through the state because there's multiple markets in Georgia, but I'm definitely working on saturating a little bit higher up into the city of Atlanta and maybe other regions of the Metro Atlanta market.
Talk to us about that first property. What was the property like, size and purchase price and rent amount?
It's a funny story because when I first finally caught the bug to purchase an investment property, it was in Puerto Rico. And so
Puerto Rico.
it was during COVID. I had so many great memories of going to Puerto Rico as a kid, visiting family and stuff like that. And so I just said, because I had an entrepreneurial bent, and finally the bug hit me to start doing investing with real estate. And so I thought it would be so cool to have something exotic and interesting. And so I said, well, now that I'm finally getting into this, let me go ahead and buy a little house in Puerto Rico that will be an Airbnb, it'll be a vacation rental, it'll be so exotic and cool, and it'll be this and it'll be that. And that's what I wanted. That was my first inspiration. And of course, reality set in, in regards to, not that that was either good or bad, but rather that was a totally different model and a totally different market. And it was before Master Passive Income, before I even got involved with the course. But if I had been in the course, then those concepts around standardizing your market and standardizing your business plan. I mean, again, I'm sure it would have been very interesting and cool, but I ended up taking more of a backyard approach and finding
And so you
things
live
that
in
work.
Atlanta.
So I live here. Yeah, I live in the region. And so that really worked out for the best for me.
So you did not buy in Puerto Rico.
Nope, not yet. Maybe I'll branch out into that one day.
Well, your coach, so you joined the one-on-one coaching. Your coach, Charles Rose Jr., he bought his property in Dominican Republic, and so he had to navigate all that sort of stuff. So definitely chat with him when you do go to Puerto Rico and you start looking to buy, because he had to, navigate a good amount of stuff there.
Yeah, and it can be so, interesting and exciting. I think that's was one of my first lessons learned, was like, I'm creating this in order to kind of, feed myself, feed my family, build a foundation. And there's a difference between, kind of a bread and butter investment and a passion investment. And then also when it comes to entrepreneurship, is I learned that myself and maybe other entrepreneurs, we have these amazing visions, and it's not about if we are going to do them, it's about when we're going to do them. And so yes, that Puerto Rico house was not my first
So, what year
property
did
I
you buy the
found.
first one in Atlanta or near Atlanta?
The first property was in 2023, and yeah, it was a 3-2. It was just like 3-bedroom, 2-bath, fixing just a reno and rent, very standard.
How much did you buy it for?
136,
Wow, that's not bad. What's the rent?
and then it rented for 1600. So the
Wow,
whole
that's
neighborhood
really good.
after the remodel.
That's
That was
fantastic. And
the
so 2023, you bought your first property and you said 136 to purchase price, right?
right.
And when you bought that first property, it was 2023. Well, now we just started 2026, but I guess it seems like in 2 years from 2023 into the end of 2025, you got 17 properties in 2 years. My goodness, that like everybody would think, like, well, here's the crazy thing. It took me like 6 years to get to 19 properties. It took me that, obviously I'm doing it on my own. I'm trying to figure out how to all this stuff on my own, but you did 17 properties and then you're managing up to 50, almost 50, but you did 70 properties in 2 years. Now, I know getting that first property, 3 bedroom, 2 bath is fantastic. You're getting cash flow. Talk to us about that first one, then the second one. How quickly did the second one come? Because what I've seen for most, if not all of our students, once they build a business, they already know everything in the business. They buy their first property. It's like riding a bike. The second one comes fairly quick, but 17 in 2 years is pretty amazing. But talk us out. You got that first property, then jumping into the next one right after that.
Yeah, I would say first and foremost, just as the preface, that it was hard. I mean, buying in cash up front, but then I think that the BRRRR method really helped. And so it's BRRR, as everybody knows. And by the time you buy it, remodel it, rent it, and then refinance it, at that point you have this a little bit more of a sustainable cycle. To then go ahead and purchase the next one. And so I really definitely took advantage of that strategy. And then just kind of kept my eye open for deals all along the way. And at that point, it became pretty relatively easy to acquire more properties along the way.
And did you just do the burr over and over and over again?
Essentially, yeah.
Wow.
Essentially, yes, just in a big chain for the most part. And and then I had my license, and so then I was able to, I have, I'm still able to be a resource for people around me who maybe are busy working in another profession. They're able to allow me to go ahead and be the property manager as well. And so I was able to rack up a few more properties under management. And then, of course, while I was shopping for potentially clients, I just came to know the landscape and the market, my backyard local market, pretty well, and was able to just keep an eye on things that were coming up for sale, off market properties, just all different listings. I had my finger really close to the pulse of listings, and in a way, I would say maybe that was my spin on the MPI curriculum, which is so strong. Part of it is that we designed it to be passive, but in my case, I just leaned in on the property management side because I had other people's rentals, kind of available to me, and that they needed help with them, and so I just rolled up my sleeves and just became a property manager, and just kind of, so I did embrace that active part of the business. And likewise, I kind of leaned in towards the brokerage side too,
Which is not a bad idea. I mean, when you're not working for somebody else, you have extra time to do whatever you want with that time. I personally hate talking to tenants, but there are people that don't mind it at all. And they're totally fine with working with the tenants and talking to them. Then they're great property managers. I'd much rather hire them because I'm not good at it. And I'd much rather let the people who are good at it take care of those things.
Exactly. It's all about, I guess, choosing, like intentionally choosing to lean in or to lean back, choosing when to step into the business and when to step out and work on the business. And so, yeah, I mean, MPI and entrepreneurship in general is such a strong foundation. I would say that for me, it was just my situation, my context that like I kind of chose to step in closer to accelerate
Well,
the
I mean,
process.
it's not a bad thing because, like, when I had extra time, I could have done property management, and I think I managed a couple of my properties, but then I realized I didn't like it, but I had more to give, and so that's why I started Master Passive Income. Is like I just my passion was now turned to, or passion, desire, whatever. I just wanted to do that in coaching people, but there are other people who are like, man, I would never coach. That's not something I would want to do. I don't want to, have any of that hassle. And they might go a different route, doing something else. You never know. That's the awesome thing about real estate investing, as your case in point, is it's freedom to do whatever you want with your time because now you're not beholden to a job.
And I want to pause for a quick second and share that honestly, I really want you to invest in real estate. Now, my new goal is to help 1 million people invest in real estate. So, two things I would ask from you. Number one, if you get anything out of this episode, please share it with somebody else. Just say, hey, check out Dustin at Master Passive Income. He really wants to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. That's number one. Number two, I want to get you to invest in real estate. Get my real estate investing course absolutely for free. Text the word rental, REN. TAL to 33777. Rental to 33777. I'll literally give you my course, show you how to find an area of the country to invest, how to build the business first. I always talk about that, and how to find the right properties, how to make sure you're getting experts to do the work for you, and scale the business to where you're making $250 or more in passive income. Scale it up to quit your job. I'll literally get to you, or go to masterpassiveincome.com/free course. Obviously, it'll be in the description, but I really, really want you to invest in real estate because the more that actual, normal, everyday people own real estate that are good landlords, the better everybody's life gets.
And that's another thing that I hear sometimes about brokerage services, like as a licensee, sometimes there's a misconception that realtors or salespeople sit back and just collect commission checks. Same like, landlords just lay back on the beach and collect the rent checks. And it's not true. Like it is passive income. Commissions are not passive income, but they're kind of a more occasional income, and it's a reward for helping your client meet their goal. And that is so key, and same with, I would say, rental income. It's not a wage. And so one of those mindsets that I keep reflecting on is to say, I'm not trading money for time anymore. So none of these funds coming in are wages. It has nothing to do with how many minutes or hours I put in to get this to happen. It's and so that's affirming and interesting in a way, because in a way real estate is just kind of a lifestyle. It's just kind of a calling. And if you're called to that, you're adding value, and you can add value and follow, as long as you're adding value, doing things that create legitimate business interest, then I think you can follow your highest excitement, whether that's helping clients to buy, helping clients to sell, doing educational podcasts or videos or any of it really. And that's exciting. One of my pitfalls, not pitfalls, but one of my things that I never loved was repairs and maintenance and construction. Like I went to music school. I was a very creative little prodigy kid on the piano, and I'm still a creative, person, and I didn't really have this love of like Home Depot and like DIY handyman construction work, and which on the other hand is amazing. And my grandfather, when I was a little kid, he brought me around in his truck, and we did some of those things. And I just never fell in love with that. There's a special joy that many people can have when, say, you can go out and say you can do something yourself, and you are it's so economical. You just saved, and we do that on many levels. And it took me many, 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 many years to be okay with the fact that I'm fairly handy. I can do some things myself and paint and some light carpentry, but it is not my calling. And you know what? That's totally fine. I have a great team of people for repairs and maintenance and construction. And so I finally was able to unmarry those things and say, I don't personally, Ocean Zatik, I don't need to be a general contractor. I don't need to be the handyman. I can be. It's not better or worse. It's literally just like real estate is this big wheel with so many different spokes, and you have to grab onto the spokes that you're genuinely interested in, because there's like 50 other, there's like, I think they say that for every residential property closing, like a family buying a home to go live, there's 32 different professions involved. The buyer's agent, the home inspector, the closing attorney, the mortgage lender, and so on. And so I think that was a pretty cool aha moment for me, was to say, just forget about all of that heaviness or resistance. Just chase the parts of the business that genuinely appeal to you, because you will never be attracted to every single piece of the business, and that's okay.
Yeah, I 100% agree. There are parts that I like. If I lived anywhere near my properties, I would go do the work on the house. That's just how I am. But talking to tenants, managing all that stuff, I'm like, oh, that's I don't want to do it. But okay, so what I was actually curious was, if you go from 0 to 17 properties in 2 years, talk to us about, like, first question people are going to have is financing. But then how do you get that many loans, or how did you work on financing? Because I know you shared that you did the BRRRR strategy, which is buy, rehab, rent, refinance, and repeat. Like, do it all over and over and over again, which is great because you're recycling your money over and over again, which is the best way to go. In fact, if you can, as an investor, start there, which is what you did, start at your first property of the BRRRR method. I did that back in 2006 and 7 when I first started investing. I didn't know, it wasn't called anything then. It just did it. But now you got 17. When you're looking at the different types of loans, are they DSCR loans? And I mean, just scaling to 17 properties in 2 years, that seems daunting to people. How did you do it?
Yeah, I mean, first I scraped together cash for the first one or two, and then when it came, after a few months, I think about 6 months at least, I would just go for a refi into a DSCR. So then, of course, you just need to get it appraised and underwrite. They look at the lease. So, it's really interesting. I think the more you invest in the process from those steps in between, the better it goes, because the lender is looking at the lease and to see that the tenant has been in the property, in good standing. That's leaning into the rehab process to try and really streamline on rehab costs, sourcing materials, myself many times. It can go look in kind of a warehouse and driving around, finding really good bulk pricing on flooring and paint. That really helped, I guess you could say, create kind of sweat equity within that BRRRR workflow. I just kind of leaned in quite intently across the whole
So
process.
we're all 17. Do you have DSCR loans on all of them? That's terrific. And they're all 3 bedroom, 2 bath.
No, there's some fluctuation for sure. There's some fluctuation, either one bath, or let's see, a couple maybe have 4 beds. So yeah, there's some fluctuation for sure,
Yeah. But you have
but
the
generally there's no
general
home.
principle for your business model being we're doing long-term rentals.
Long-term
And
rental single family.
Are you still finding them at a decent price, or are you finding them off market? How are you finding these deals as well?
That they're the deals are out there, and it's interesting, having accumulated the first few, it's almost like I don't need to swing at as many deals anymore. And it also stops making sense to be so aggressive in acquisition. And so having to turn some of them down and say, okay, you know what? This is a good deal, but it's not a great deal, or it's not intended for me. And so that's a really interesting juncture, because then, you know, it's an opportunity to wholesale the deal, take it into a listing, or maybe bring a buyer. And so that's where it really started being nice to have the real estate, the realtor hat.
And you also do the management too. So if you hopefully send it to somebody else in a wholesale deal or you being a realtor, but you get somebody that's an investor and they already are working with you, what easy transition. It's like, hey, we also manage the properties too.
Oh
So
yeah, easy is
that's
the
another
operative
win.
word. You're like, oh, and it's true. I mean, and we attempt to make it as easy as possible for our landlords. It's like, yep, we found this house. It's quite good. It's not for me, but it could still be a great house for you or for whomever. And like you said, we could potentially represent the buyer or wholesale it to them. So there's a small profit margin there, and then of course collect a management fee to just add that into our workflow every month. So yeah, that we've done that. Or wholesale as well. You know, there's a spread, and that's just very transparent. Like, hey, I found this house off market. I like it. You know, it's got this and this, you know, and it had this particular one I'm thinking of. I didn't need it. I liked it. It was kind of a slightly busy road. That was the only thing that I didn't love, but everything else was strong. It was a brick house. It had a new roof, 3-2. All it really needed was the cosmetics. It was a very, very good investment, and I wholesaled it. And I had a colleague, and I said, "Hey, I've got an option on this deal. I'm very willing to share it with you, you know, here." And obviously there'll be a small margin that I would make, but you know, this is what I can offer you. And so yeah, that definitely started happening. And as an investor, it was really interesting. And it still is, because I still remember that fast pace of finding, and you find them everywhere. I mean, you find them on your apps, on your MLS, on your Zillow, and but you also can find them on social media, for sale by owners. You know, you just find them everywhere. And then I'm in my backyard, so I also make a point to do a little bit of that driving for dollars, as they call it, just looking around. And sometimes I would drive through different areas and take notes of different properties that I kind of liked. And lo and behold, I think this happened on two of them. Lo and behold, they came onto the market. Like, and so it helps to really pay attention to your market, just broadly, just generally, because like I said, there was at least, I'm thinking of one that we acquired, if not two, where, like I said, I had been just kind of cruising around the neighborhood, and lo and behold, it popped up on the Zillow or something. And I just called the listing agent right away. I said, "Hey, I'm a licensee buyer, and I'm an investor, and I've been keeping my eye on this neighborhood. You know, we'll take it,"
That's
basically.
so cool.
So it yes, just really leaning in. And like you said, it's kind of like having the passive model as the foundation created freedom. And so in my case, I think I had the freedom to kind of double down and choose to lean in
And
to
in 2023,
this.
you started working with Charles as your coach. How did
Yep.
that go?
It was great. Like I said, I had some notion of doing the rental business, because I grew up a little bit around that in my childhood, and I kind of rebelled from it. I was the music prodigy. I went to music school. I became a teacher. I went down this whole career rabbit hole away from real estate. And then finally, I came full circle and embraced it. And so at that point, I wanted a little bit of a hedge. I wanted some assurance that an external model was going to offer me some steps as to how to structure my business to make sure that I wasn't just wholesale importing what I kind of remembered from growing up. And I also didn't want to repeat any of the suffering, because I have this memory of being a little kid and you know, cleaning yards and doing so much hands-on on maintenance and repair and all these things that I think to me were kind of a drag. So anyway, it was this impulse, and the coaching was lovely. Charles was definitely there for me, and he saw my vision with me, and I thought that was really nice. He encouraged me to pursue property management and to just kind of optimize and continue to be patient. And so that was a really helpful strategy as well. He never really shut down anything that I felt. And yet at the same time, he encouraged me to take those small and unsexy steps towards that direction. And so that balance is really nice. That's what you, I think, want in a coach, is somebody that is uplifting your vision and your big picture, but still also motivating you to fulfill the small steps along the way. And so that's what that was for me until I finally acquired the first couple and then started refining. And so that's how it went. Yeah, it took a while though. I mean, for a while there, I wasn't able to find anything. And so I one story about him was that he said, "Oh, you might be working on buying your first rental house now, but just wait, because one day you're going to contact me and you're going to say, 'Oh, I already have like 10 rental houses.'" And I said, "Okay, yeah, all right." Well, that's like a nice thing to say. It was like the correct answer. I was like, "Okay, thanks so much, thanks so much." A couple of years went by or whatever, and then I did email him and I said, "Guess what? I'm up to 10 rental houses now," or whatever. So it actually happened.
That is
And
so awesome. Well, you're 17
yes.
now and you have a big business now managing over almost 50 properties. I mean, that
Approximately, yeah.
in, well, let me ask say this. At the beginning of 2023, before you had any properties, did you think you could anywhere be where you are now in just 2 years?
No, of course not. Of course not. Yeah, it's really my grandfather is from Cuba, and he has an expression in Spanish called el caballo del amo siempre engorda. The master's horse always gets fat. And it's so true. It's kind of like the opposite of like death by a thousand cuts. It's like when you have a lot of expenses that here and there and here and there and here and there, it can really inflate your basis in your expenses, and that can actually add up to be really can create difficulty. And to the contrary, when you have a model, when you have something legitimate that is, that's a strong foundation, and then you sustain that. And then you kind of have that. It's kind of like you have your horse right there, like a healthy horse, or maybe you even have like a campfire, right? And when you lean in, like the closer you lean in, I found the more beneficial it was. And I leaned in closer, and it was more beneficial because, for instance, I could have contacted a Main Street USA General Contracting and said, "Please remodel this entire house for me." They'll say, "Okay, great. That'll be X dozens of thousands of dollars. Thank you so much." But no, I leaned in, and I didn't necessarily pick up a hammer because that's not my favorite, but I,
You were
leaned
the
in on my
general.
curious. Yeah. I stepped into more of the general role, and it worked. It created a lot of value, and that type of sweat equity made it a lot more doable to move on to the next one.
Well, and then now you have a business that has, you're serving other people, other landlords. It's just great, Ocean. I'm so glad to see how, well, Charles is one of my students, and then you're one of his students. Well, he beat me in speed and everything to get to where he's at now. And I believe you've beat him. And so it's just like, I'm so excited that my student's done better than me, and then his student has done better than him.
Well, it's like the famous story of like breaking the 4-minute mile. And so it's almost like the first person proves that it's even possible, and then having that benchmark, it's like, people just run towards it, and now 4 minute mile is like the norm or something.
It
So
is the norm. And now you have 17 properties and obviously managing more as well as, and you have your own show, which is fantastic, which I'm blessed to be on. It's the Ocean Zotique show podcast. So you got definitely be checking that out. But so let's say somebody wants to reach out to you. Maybe they even want you to manage their properties. How would you like them to either, contact you, find you online or anything like that?
absolutely, Dustin, and thank you. I would say that the easiest way to get in touch with me would be through our Instagram at Official Ocean Zotique. I'm also very findable throughout other channels on the internet. And people can also email me directly if they want, ozotique.realestate@gmail.com. And I always love talking to people and being a resource. I would say that there's so many ways to get into real estate. And again, you just kind of have to lean in towards the things that call to you. And so, yeah, I'm more than happy to be, a resource, particularly if people are in the Atlanta area and they would like some support, managing or acquiring property. That's definitely something that we're moving more and more into. But yeah, generally, I think, real estate is kind of a coffee house type sport. And so it's also kind of about meeting of the minds and just being there for each other, because you truly kind of never know sometimes what actionables are going to spark out of the conversation. So yeah, I'm very happy to be a resource now that I'm kind of do have a little bit more of an operation underway. I'm happy to speak to people and see what we can do, because I think it's these types of conversations sometimes that, at least for me, it gets me even thinking aloud and saying, oh, well, actually I need this, and actually I think I need this too. And so even if you don't know what you need from me or you need for yourself, you can have those preliminary conversations. And as we move into building the business, I'm excited also to kind of recruit more realtors and more team members as well, who might be interested in serving our clients too. So it's all kind of coming soon, under construction. But also at the same time, stay tuned, because I think, it's such a pleasure to talk about these things and to be a resource and to support people's wellness and vibrancy so
Well, I
much.
look forward to, I mean, in 2 years, everything you've done in 2 years, I can't wait to another 2 years. It's going to triple, if not quadruple, what you have. Maybe not like the amount of homes or properties that you own, but the influence and the impact that you have on people. I mean, everything you've done in 2 years, I can't wait to see what the next 2 years are going to do for you.
Thank you so much, Dustin. Yeah, thank you. I mean, we'll definitely see what happens. And you never know like what direction you're going to be called, that's for sure. And yeah, I just think it's just so exciting. It's kind of like an adventure story, so you just have to hold on and stay on the roller coaster of it all, and also just remember why too. So I mean, it's not for me. Like, sure, it's exciting to accrue and to acquire more stuff and all that. And but what it really is too, I think, is to empower oneself to be vibrant. That's what I was saying before, was in my childhood and in my prior life, I kind of felt like maybe real estate or entrepreneurship was like kind of a drag because it required significant stewardship. And so finally I realized, no, actually these things support, your wellness. It supports obviously supports your family, it creates supplemental income to provide for your needs and maybe your wants. But it's also a way to make things more sustainable for us to make an impact and leave a legacy and everything that comes after this moment right here. And so when I think about my why, I would just go back to that scripture in the Old Testament, I think it is. It says that a good man leaves an inheritance for his children, and a great man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And so I'm just really grateful to, honestly, to God, because in my 20s, I had a limited mindset of a starving artist just providing for my immediate needs. And now my vision has grown so much more that it's that I've already accounted for myself and, you know, me a year from now. And now I'm already starting to think about people potentially coming after me. And that is really beautiful, because I think it's so scary when we're stuck in the scarcity mindset and worrying about our daily needs. And, you know, the Bible says that the sparrows, you know, don't have to worry about where they're going to get their grass, you know, and the Lord clothes the lilies of the valley as well. And so,
How much more so you? Yeah, absolutely.
exactly. And it's easy to say, or it's easy to just use those words, but to really grapple with that and to finally have a little bit more peace is really amazing. And so I definitely wish that, like, financial peace and stewardship and all those unsexy things that I used to think of as negative are actually huge benefits and huge blessings to just kind of support.
Well, to other people, not just yourself, which it's great when it supports you, but you can help so many other people. And that's one thing that I'm blessed with the podcast and everything that I do now. I don't have to focus on serving a boss at a job. I can focus on how can I help more people. And that's I loved it. I love seeing that's where you're at, Ocean. But man, I am so glad to have you on the show, being able to share everything. Thank you so much for being on. But everybody, you need to definitely check out Ocean. Check out his podcast too. I'm going to be on there in just a little bit, so you can hopefully, give him some support. But Ocean, I'm super, super pumped for you. And hopefully people even be able to use you to buy their homes and manage their properties. But thank you so much for being on the show.
Dustin, thank you so much for having me, and thanks for all that you do as well.
And that is it for today. Go ahead and get my free real estate investing course. Text the word rental to 33777. RENTAL to 33777. You can also join my Real Estate Wealth Builders group coaching. Get all my courses. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next show. See ya.